Savitri, Book 11, The Book of Everlasting Day, Canto 1, The Eternal Day, The Soul's Choice, and the Supreme Consummation. Pages 671 to 672. A marvelous sun looked down upon from ecstasy's skies, on worlds of deathless bliss, perfection's home, magical unfoldings of the eternal smile, capturing his secret heartbeats of delight. God's everlasting day surrounded her. Domains appeared in sempiternal light, invading all nature with the Absolute's joy. Her body quivered with eternity's touch. Her soul stood close to the founts of the infinite. Infinity's finite front she lived in, new forever to an ever-living sight. Eternity multiplied its vast self-look, translating its endless mightiness and joy into delight souls playing with time could share. In grandeurs ever newborn from the unknown depths, in powers that leaped immortal from unknown heights, in passionate heartbeats of an undying love, in scenes of a sweetness that can never fade. Immortal to the rapturous heart and eyes, in serene arches of translucent calm, from wonder's dream vast, cloudless skies slid down, an abyss of sapphire. Sunlight visited eyes which suffered without pain the absolute ray, and saw the immortal clarities of form. Twilight and mist were exiles from that air. Night was impossible to such radiant heavens. Firm in the bosom of immensity, spiritual breadths were seen, sublimely born from a still beauty of creative joy. Embodied thoughts to sweet dimensions held, to please some carelessness of divine peace, answered the deep demand of an infinite sense, and its need of forms to house its bodiless thrill. A march of universal powers in time, the harmonic order of self's vastitudes, in cyclic symmetries and metric planes, harbored a cosmic rapture's revelry, an endless figuring of the spirit in things, planned by the artist who has dreamed the worlds. Of all the beauty and the marvel here, of all time's intricate variety, eternity was the substance and the source, not from a plastic mist of matter made. They offered the suggestion of their depths and opened the great series of their powers.